WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tenor saxophonist Don Wilkerson was born just inside Louisiana Cajun country in 1932 and grew up in Louisiana and Texas. Starting in his teens, he worked with bluesmen Amos Milburn and Charles Brown before he joined Ray Charles in 1954. He took the saxophone solos on Charles' hits I've Got a Woman and Hallelujah, I Love Her So. In the early 1960s, Wilkerson recorded one LP for Riverside and three for Blue Note, but he was largely forgotten by the time he died in 1986. His Blue Note albums have now been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead likes what he hears.
Now that most jazz classics and even second-tier jazz oldies have been reissued on CD at least once, a few labels with large back catalogs are digging deep in the vaults and offering up some real oddities. For example, a new release from Blue Note's Connoisseur series includes an album by pianist Andrew Hill with vocal choirs and a double disc set by George Braith, who sometimes played two saxes at once, a sort of poor person's Rosson Roland Kirk. And then there's the real find, Don Wilkerson's complete Blue Note sessions, three LPs on two CDs. Don Wilkerson was a Texas blues man through and through, a side of his personality played up on two albums he recorded in 1962. His riffing saxophone style is not too different from his work with Ray Charles. He's no neglected genius, but he had a great feel and good tone, and his back-to-basics approach presented fresh challenges to his side folk. That boogie-woogie rhythm section we just heard is not a bunch of down-home blues grinders, but some very hip New York modernists, pianist Sonny Clark, bassist Butch Warren, and drummer Billy Higgins. The guitarist on all these sessions is Grant Green, who was always up to his neck in the blues. Jazz and rock and roll often seem like distant cousins, but these progressives made them sound like twins. Don Wilkerson's other 1962 session included San Antonio Rose by Bob Wills of the Texas Playboys. Wills had put the Western in country and Western music, but always considered himself a jazz musician, to the point of having mixed feelings about being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. But only a few jazz musicians ever took a stab at the country and pop standard San Antonio Rose. Don Wilkerson's version features another rhythm player cast against type, Latin drummer Willie Bobo. He helps that Western swing anthem do the mambo. lift a lot of fingerprints off that one. Jazz, blues, rock and roll, Latin and Western music all combine without straining. Don Wilkerson's third Blue Note LP from 1963 broke the formula that didn't need fixing. As if to verify his jazz credentials, this time he accommodated himself to the rhythm section instead of the other way around. He's more than up to it, but organist John Patton's trio sounds a little under the weather, and the album lacked the loony excitement of Wilkerson's other dates. It was his last Blue Note session and his last shot at the big time, at least while he was alive. But this year, he's really back. His 1960 album, The Texas Twister, will be reissued in the fall. If his eclectic approach seemed a little too odd or populist back when, nowadays it sounds right on time.
Kevin Whitehead currently lives in Chicago. He reviewed the complete Blue Note sessions of Don Wilkerson.